Daf is Daf Nun Gimel. The Mishnah begins on the top of the page. Hanoder min ha-timarim mutar b'dvash. Person who takes a neder, he cannot have any dates, may have the dvash of the tamar. Obviously, dvash of real honey, as we call it, from made by bees, that's certainly permitted. What it's referring to here is dvash of tamarim, that's permitted as well. Person makes a neder from... that's what the Lashon said. Sorry. Hanoder min ha-timarim mutar b'dvash tamarim. Mistonios, if he's going to take a nether from Mistonios, which I think are certain types of dates. So it says grapes from the winter. They are not fully ripe. That's what it says in the Ran. Stonios are anavim shenam mispashlim ve'omdim b'mecharif. They're not fully ripe, but they're able to withstand the long winters. So that is muter b'chometz, a person mechometz stonios. A person can have the vinegar that is generated from such grapes. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir Omer Kol Sheshem Toldaso Kriyalav Vinoda Heimanu Aser Beyote Heimanu Vacham Matir. Says Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir, if someone says something, anything that's name, that the Toldasa, that the derivative of it is called on it. So, for example, the case of Tamarim and Dvash Tamarim, so the derivative of the Dvash is the Toldasa, since the Dvash is called Dvash Tamarim, it still has the name of what was initially taken the nether on, that would be Asher even on that which has been generated. It sounds like he's arguing on the first parts of the Mishnah, and Chachamim are Matir in those cases, any derivative is different than the actual object. So the Ran gives the examples, like we just said, Kol Shashem Toldosav Kruya Alav Kagon Dvash Tamarim V'chometz Stanio. So since he took a nether on Tamarim, so Dvash Tamarim is also included. And since he took a nether on Stonios, so Chometz Stonios are included also, Lefi Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseir, but the Chomer Matirim. So, right, the Ran alludes to the obvious question in the Gemara. The Ran says, Chachamim Matirin, the Gemara par chayinu Tanakama. Tanakama already said those cases are mutter. So, what are the Chachamim in the end coming to add by saying they're mutter also? That's the same exact thing.
It seems to be with the Matera has a more broad.
Should we do this to the rest of the Ran here? I'm not sure we need to. Okay. So the Gemara now says, Chachamim hainu Tanakama, that's the question we just said. The Tanakama said that those cases of Dvash Tamar Mutter and Chometz Stonios are Mutter, and Chachamim at the end who are saying Matir in the same exact Psak. So Gemara says there's an Ikebinayo, there's an Afkamina between the two. Ikebinayo Hadad Tana, from the following Brisa. The Brisa tells us, Klal Ze Amar Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar. He said the following rule. Kol Shedarcho Lechel V'derech Hayotim Menu Lechel. Anything that's normally eaten, and that which comes from it, the derivatives are also edible. Kigon tamarim v'dash tamarim. Neder bo, if you take a neder in the ikar part, in this case the tamarim, then aser biyotze meimenu. Then you're going to be aser in that which is generated from it, the dvash tamarim. If you're going to make a neder miyotze meimenu, if you take a neder from only the dvash which comes from the tamarim, then aser bo, then you're aser in, with some girsos here, a bunch of gruz here. I would imagine there would be mutter in the actual object. That's what it probably should say. Okay, let's look at the Ran's girsa here. You see the Ran, the two wide lines down in the bold, it says with the Gemara begins, Chachamim omrim, Chachamim hainu tainikama, ika binayo, hadatana klal, amar b'shim ben melazar, kol shedarcho lechel, v'derech hayotzi mimenu lechel. Anything that is normally eaten, and the derivatives are eaten also, could go in tamarim, dvash tamarim. If nether bo, if you take a nether in the tamarim, asr b'yotzi mimenu, your asr also in the derivatives, the dvash. Biyotzi mimenu aser bo. It's the same girsa that we have.
It's okay, it makes sense.
If you take a nether on the dvash, you're also in the tamarim.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. So I guess that's the girsa. But the gra takes issue with the girsa. Okay, so let's take with which is in front of us then. And then the Gemara says, but the flip side is...
I mean, asur bo, meaning what?
Oh, I thought the actual, the ikar fruit, the tamarim.
I mean, even if you're only from the...
Dvash. It's asur even the tamarim. I guess the point is, since they're both edible, and it's part of people then normally eaten, so then when you say one, you refer to the other as well.
Right. But no one in the Mishnah said that.
Right.
That's what the gross point is.
Uh-huh.
Right,
and the
mother
kept the
alma
has to be
mother because no one said that was
awesome. Okay, that's what he's saying. Oh, okay. But for some reason, the Ran maintains this girsa. Now, let's read a little further in the Gemara, then maybe come back to the Ran. But if it's a case, kol she'ein darcho, back to the Gemara. Yeah.
Okay, let's read the Ran, because this is probably taking from the Ran.
Okay, so let's just finish this klal then. So that's anything that's darcho lechol, v'darcho yotimenu also lechol. But if it's something the Gemara says, kol she'ein darcho lechol, if it's something that's not normally eaten, you don't eat the actual object, but v'derech hayotimenu lechol, but that which comes from the object, one would normally eat. What's a good example of where you wouldn't eat the actual object, but you would eat the derivative of it?
Well, these grapes, winter grapes, maybe. They're very hard, so maybe you wouldn't eat them, but you'd use them to make vinegar.
Uh-huh. Okay, maybe. So, something like that. So then the halacha is, no derbo. So if you take a nether in the actual fruit, ein aser elo biyotzimimenu, it's only forbidden to eat that which is generated from this, namely, in our case that you said, the vinegar. Shlonis kavin ze elo biyotzimimenu. Clearly, he wasn't referring to the actual grapes, because nobody eats the undercooked, underdeveloped grapes. He clearly had intentions on only prohibiting the chometz that comes from the vinegar. So that braisa is an afkamina between these two opinions. How so? Let's see if the Ran explains this. The Ran says, back to that Ran, where after he quoted the whole Dibra Maschil, the whole Girsa, Kach Garcinim Hilchas Harambanzal, that's the Ramban's Girsa. This is four Y lines down. Bahachi Perusho, the Bahapliki. The way it should be explained is as follows. Tanakam of our Mishnah Palig ad the Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. B'tevayu, he argues on both fronts. Disfirle, the Tanakama holds. The bein darchel lechel, bein ein darchel lechel, aser bo v'lo biyotz mimenu. Whether or not you normally would eat the original object or not, if you take a nether on the original object, you're aser in the original object, but you're not aser in the derivative. You're aser in the tamar, but you're not aser in the devash tamar. That's across the board. Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar sphere lay, kishik darchel lechel, v'derch hayotz mimenu lechel, no. If it's something where the actual object is eaten, and it's also where the derivative is eaten, then aser b'shnem. And if it's a case b'shein darchel lechel, if you don't normally eat the actual object, v'derech hayotzi mimenu lechol, but you would eat the derivative of it, then aser b'yotzi mimenu v'lo bo. It's all telling what's normally eaten. According to the Tanakam and our Mishnah, it's all about whatever the nether was. You took the nether, so it's aser in only that thing and nothing else. And the Rashba said, the Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, it all depends on what is normally eaten. And that's what Tanakama says in the... Tanakama says, the... That's the opposite, exactly. Exactly, that's the complete opposite of the Tanakama. Now, Rabbi Huda ben Meseira, in our Mishnah, says, if it's typical to eat both them, both the fruit and the derivative, then it's the Isser will chal on both them. Even if you take the nether only on the fruit, it will extend itself even to the Yotmi menu. But he argues under Rabbi Shimon Elazar and says, "She'ain darch lechel. If it's something that's not normally eaten, v'derech hayotz mimenu lechel, and you wouldn't normally eat the derivative, the Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseir lo shani lei umetasa nami b'tevayu. He doesn't distinguish; it's aser in both. Even the initial fruit, even though the initial fruit is not something edible and normally eaten, that he would accept the aser on as well, as opposed to the Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says the Ran is shani lei. He argues and says, "Lo metasa el b'yotz mimenu." Person only goes based on what's normally eaten, and nobody eats those unripe grapes, so it clearly has intention on the vinegar.
According to the Sefer, the Mishnah, if the fruit is not edible, they're both aser. If the aser is himself the fruit.
According to, we didn't get to the Sefer, they're running yet. That's what we're about to see now.
So what we
said the Tanakama. We said Rabbi Shimon Elazar in the Braisa. We said the Tanakama. We said the Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira. Now we're about to say the Rabbanan, the fourth Shita. And finally, Rabbanan Basrai, Dimas Nisan, Hainu Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. They are actually the third opinion. They are the same exact opinion as Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. The Shar Yusa Ditu Koi Ain Darcha Lechel the Shar Yehu Gufe. And the Heter, where Rabbanan say it's Mutter, they're referring to the case of where it's not normal to eat the actual fruit, let's say the underripe grapes. They would say, That is permitted. No, they would argue, I thought.
But they would agree that.
Oh, right. The Yotzimen was Aser. Right. The grapes themselves are both there, right. Okay, so those are the three different cases. We don't have to go through the rest of the Ran. Okay, let's just recap quickly again. According to the Tanakama of the Mishnah holds that when you take a nether on the fruit, whether or not the fruit is edible or not edible, or I should really say whether it's something normally eaten or not normally eaten, then only that fruit's usr, the derivative is not usr. Dvash tamar mizmoter, only tamar are usr. The grapes are usr, even though that's not darch lechel pashtus, but the chometz is mutter. It's all about what you actually made a neder on, and that's all that's usr according to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir says, no, if the name is still retained on that derivative, it's called dvash tamar, it's called chometz stonios, that would also be usr, but that's only true if it's darch lechel, the actual fruit itself. But if it's a situation where the fruit itself was not normally eaten, but you would normally eat the derivative, then he would aser both of them. Both of them would be aser. Even the actual fruit, even though the fruit themselves aren't aser, he would aser both cases. And then finally, the Tanakhama says he's the most makil, and he says that the Chachamim, who's the same opinion as Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, he says again that if it's something that's not normally eaten, the actual fruit, then the fruit would be mutter. It's the derivative that's going to be usr.
Not most mekel, they're in the middle, right?
Oh, like you said, right there
they
in the middle.
Agree in the first case that if you said fruit is eaten, it's fruit plus the derivative.
Right. Okay, well, I was trying to think of conceptually how to just categorize the three of them quickly.
But Rabbi Yehuda and Betera holds.
Oh, yeah?
Why go to dates and the grapes is the two cases.
Winter grapes they call those, okay. Let's see, prohibited, permitted. The Tanakhama always goes based on whatever you said is what's usr, regardless of the status of that food. It's always usr, and the derivative is always going to be mutter. Therefore, dates are usr, date honey is permitted. Winter grapes are usr, winter grape vinegar is mutter. It's all about what you actually said. Yudhubem Misera is the most machmir. He says all cases are going to be usr because whatever you say is usr, and all derivatives will be usr also. They're all included.
He doesn't care whether it's used or not to use.
Right, and then finally the last opinion of the Chachamim, who is Rabbi Shimon Elazar, he is in the middle. He's machmir. Whatever it's something that is the actual fruit's mutter, or fruit is actually something eaten, then that fruit and derivatives are usr. But if it's a fruit that's not normally eaten, then the isser will only be chal on the derivative, not on the actual fruit. Okay, fine, that's good. So again, Tanakhama is the most makil, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir is the most machmir, and Rabbi Shimon Elazar is somewhere in the middle. Okay, thank you, Eric. Okay, and the new Mishnah tells us now, halfway down the page, that Hanodim min Hayayin, someone takes a neder from having any wine, is mutter b'yayin tefuchim. He could have wine that came from apples or any other fruit. Even though it's called wine, it doesn't come from grapes. It comes from apples. It's apple cider, I guess, or something. That would be something like that. If a person takes a neder from oil, mutter b'shemen shum shamamin. He's allowed to have oil for sesame oil. He can't have olive oil. That's typically what you mean by shemen. So he can't have olive oil, but he may have sesame oil. Min advash, who takes a neder from having any honey, mutter b'dvash tamar. Typically, dvash refers to dvash dvorim, that which comes from honey, from bees rather, but he would be mutter to have honey that comes from dates. Min achomet, if a person takes a neder from having any vinegar, mutter b'chomet stonios. He's referring to vinegar. Where does vinegar normally come from? From grapes also? From also grapes, right? Yeah. It's based on grapes. So that would be mutter. But he would not be able to have grapes. He can't have regular vinegar, but he may have
white vinegar is not. Red vinegar and white vinegar.
Right, there are a lot of vinegars. I know there are balsamic vinegar.
Right, but I'm saying the red vinegar in general is from wine. The white is from other.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Because I remember, when I lived in South America, there was no texture. They used to give texture to the white.
But not the red because of the yayin nesach issues. Right. So anything in theory could turn into vinegar. Let it sit and spoil and ferment. Eventually, it turns into vinegar or wine of some sort. So if you take a neder not to have any vinegar, so you're referring to, I guess, vinegar that comes from regular grapes, as opposed to what would be mutter, is bechomet stonios, which is vinegar from winter grapes, that would be mutter. Okay, then it says, if you take a neder from min hakrishim, mutter bekaplotos. What's krishim? Is there
yerek leek? It looks like an
onion?
Like an onion.
Okay, so a leek. So that's in English, it's a leek. If you take an edit from a leek, you are allowed to have kaplutos, which are not considered Christian. What are they?
It's a leek with a head.
Okay.
But it's a specific type of adik.
Okay. And then finally, if a person takes a neder min hayerek, it takes from a particular type of vegetable, I guess, muter birakos hasadeh, shehu shem lavi. He may have some vegetables from the fruit, and from the field, because what the Ran explained is muter birakos hasadeh, the stam yerek, when a person says vegetable, lomashma el yerek gina, he's usually referring to his little garden in the backyard, he's growing some tomatoes or cucumbers, he's not referring to any vegetable, wild vegetables, we'll call them, that's found in the fields, that's not included in the nether of yerek. So the Gemara explains now, Tana hanodim in Hashem, and a person takes another from having oil, Ber Tisrael, oil that is grown and manufactured in Eretz Yisrael, Mutter b'shemen shum shamim, he's allowed to have sesame oil, V'asa b'shemen zayit, but he may not have any olive oil. However, in Bavel, Asr b'shemen shum shamim, u'mutter b'shemen zayis, but in Bavel, where it's more common to have sesame oil, that was a more common oil, then one's mutter to have olive oil in Bavel, depending where you are. As we've been saying, all of the goal is based on Lashem b'adam, based on time and place. If it's a place where they would use both equally, olive oil and sesame oil, then we also then the nether would be chal on both. So let's figure out how that works exactly. Maybe some place in America where it's, you know, olive oil is probably more common than sesame oil, but still sesame oil is very easily attained and still used. Maybe the nether would chal on both oils. So where is it pshita? That's obvious. If it's going to be both oils will be used in the country you find yourself in, obviously they're going to both be included in the Isser when he takes a nether on Shemen. So the Gemara says, Lo tzricha, it's only needed for the case of the Ruba Minchad and Mistapkin. No, in America, I would imagine we use more olive oil than sesame oil, so since Rov is from olive oil, one would think the nether's only chal on olive oil, wouldn't be chal on sesame oil, and mal the same as Azil Basar Ruba. You should go based on the Rov, in this case, olive oil. Kamash Balan, Safik, Isura, Lechumra. Since it's a Safik, we'll see if maybe the Ram will explain what the Safik is. Since it's a Safik, Isura, Lechumra, we're going to be Machmir in both. So what's a suffix? I guess if he said Shemen, and we weren't sure which Shemen he referred to, that's the suffix. But let's say we knew that he was clear that afterwards he told us he definitely 100% was referring to Shemen Zayas, maybe then the Shemen Shum Shemen would be Mutter. Let's look at the Ran here. Okay, the Ran is five lines up from the bottom, the Gemara. Mutter b'Shemen Shum Shemen. He explains the Eretz Yisrael ain't a mistapkin klal el b'shemen zayis. They're not used at all, not even a minority. They don't use sesame oil at all in Eretz Yisrael, therefore it's mutter. Then he says, Safik Yisur l'chumra, v'chem adika miuta de mistapkin. Since there is a minority who uses the other type of oil, mehumina ika l'sfuke dilma afilu le'ilu niskavin. Maybe he had in mind even to the minority that was used. So that's the Safik. So again, they would have thought you should go base at Basar Rov, that most people use olive oil in America, and the minority uses sesame oil, and therefore sesame oil should be not included in the nether. Kamash Malan, since we're not really sure, to Safik Yisur L'chumra. But again, that tells me, if there's somehow we can ascertain that he had in mind one and not the other, then L'chumra, it should be Mutter, the other type.
Sounds like the Mistak means, it's not like they don't use it at all, but it's, right? But there are people who only use that type.
Who only use that type?
What does mistapkin mean?
Mistapkin means to use. I mean to
use. So Iran saying that in their field they didn't. No one ever used.
That's what he sounds like. He wasn't used a klal. He's emphasizing that. But once there's a minority of people who use it, then that's already on the radar of him possibly referring to that minority. Just looking in the bottom here. Nothing.
Mistapkin also means that they, like, they only use that min. We're stopping with that.
Mistapkin is that they would use, depending on the meaning, which case, when you first started to sell or when you first did Mizem Mizem?
Yeah, there's a.
Mistapkin means to be sipek, how they translate? To.
Right. So the first one it says Mistapkin Mizeh Mizeh. They use this one and this one. And then in the second case it says just Mistapkin.
Well, they say they don't make use of.
Just makes use of.
Settle.
Oh, hot. So it's just one. So
they settle.
Okay. Fine. The Gemara now says on the bottom of Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, Hanodir Min HaYerek Bishar Shnei Shavua Asu Birakos Hagina Umutu Birakos HaSadeh. Person takes a nether from not having any vegetables the rest of the year, meaning any year other than the Shemitah cycle, in the Shemitah year rather. He's asur to partake in any vegetables grown in his garden, but he's allowed to have yirakos that are grown in the wild. But b'shvias, during the Shemitah year, when he says another asur b'yirakos hasadeh, he may not have any of the vegetables in the wild, but mutter b'yirakos hagina, he may partake in any of the vegetables found in the garden. So what's the basis for the distinction? If you look at the round on the bottom, the asur b'yirakos hagina. If it's a non-Shemitah year, if he takes such a nether in Yerek, he may not have vegetables grown in his garden. Stam Yerek Shagina Mashba Velo Yerek Sada Sheish Lashem Lavoi. People, when they say Stam Yerek, refers to his my vegetables in my backyard. But people referring to the fruits, the vegetables that are in the wild, he would have said the wild vegetables. Stam vegetables refer to his garden vegetables. Mihu. Afil Hachi says the Ran, Hanodim min Hayayin, Asa Bechu Achamer B'mivashla. If a person does take a nether from wine, he's asked to have any of the cooked wine. The Chayin Kasa Ramban, I'm not sure why he's throwing that in there. The Lodamili Rakos, it's very different than wild vegetables. The Hani Mini Achrininu. Wild vegetables are completely different than grown garden vegetables. Aval Chamra V'chamra, the Mishla, wine and cooked wine. Chad Minininu, Mimitation is Bashma, Lo Hifsid B'shemo. The same thing, just because you boil the wine doesn't make it a new min now. It's very, very different. But B'shviya says around, when it comes to the Shemitah year, also birakos hasadeh, one may not eat the wild vegetables, but he may eat the garden vegetables. Im nether b'shviyas, yef shalom marshin is kavin liyak gina, he couldn't have been referring to the garden vegetables, the ha ein zorin v'lonotin b'shviyas. People don't grow, you're not allowed to plant during shviyas. Avadeh liyak hasadeh sh'ola me'olav niskavin. So, in people's gardens, you don't just have cucumbers and tomatoes growing in your garden, only if you grow them. In the wild, they're going to be vegetables that grow just on its own. That's the way it works. People have dropped whatever seeds down there, or just part of nature, things grow. So since people don't grow during Shemitah, when you say in Isser Yerek, no one has in mind their own backyard because nobody's planting vegetables. Vegetables are not, what they call, perennials, right? They don't come out annually. You have to regrow the vegetables every single year. Perennials, so you regrow them.
At least in the flowers are called perennials.
Right, I guess... I don't know, it seems to be a good enough term to use for vegetables. So vegetables, I guess the point is, they're not going to grow back on its own in one's own garden, so he clearly doesn't refer to any vegetables in his own garden. If it happens to be, one of them were left over and happened to grow in his backyard, that wasn't included. It was by luck he got that. So when he takes such a nether during Shemitah, he clearly is referring to any wild vegetables that may have grown somehow on its own without anybody planting it. That was his intention. Okay. Didn't know you were a gardener, Ricky. Okay. Fine. So the Gemara says, the last line of the Amud, Amar Rabbi Abahu. Abahu says, Mishum Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, the name of Rabbi Chanina. Lo shanu el b'makum shem evin yerek michutz la'aretz la'aretz. This whole discussion only refers to a place where they would not bring vegetables from outside Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. We'll see the rhyme in a moment. Says the Ran, what are you referring to here? Lo shanu d'shvias mutter b'yirakos hagina. When we said that during the Shemitah year, that garden vegetables are mutter, it's only true b'makom shein mevin yarek mechutz la'aretz, where they do not bring vegetables from chutz la'aretz. T'chevin shein mevin v'ale lo neder el me'olosam shemestapkin, sham hayinu b'yirakos hasadeh l'hachim mutter b'chutz hagina. They did not import vegetables from outside. It was the only thing they had in Eretz Yisrael was wild vegetables, so he clearly did not have in mind any garden vegetables, whether it be garden vegetables grown in Eretz Yisrael or garden vegetables brought in imported from elsewhere. But if it's a situation where they would import garden vegetables from outside Eretz Yisrael, so then when he were to take a nether on Yerek, he would have in mind garden vegetables. They weren't garden vegetables that were grown in Eretz Yisrael because it's an issur to grow, but he would have in mind the imported garden vegetables. And that's the chiluk. That seems to be a very sensible chiluk, the Gemara says. And the Gemara says, in fact, this is a ketanai. It really is a machlokas tanaim. About this idea of vegetables that are being imported from Chutz La'aretz. What's the Tanai? Ein mevin yarek min Chutz La'aretz La'aretz. And Yehuda, Rabbi Hananiah ben Gamliel, rather, Omer mevin yarek min Chutz La'aretz. So the machlok is whether you could bring vegetables from outside Eretz Yisrael. And this is referring to which, what is it referring to here? Referring to during Shemitah year.
It seems that unless he was finished, some people hold that unless there was no more in the sade, they couldn't bring
I think it's stam in general, actually.
Yeah.
Because that's what Gemara says. My time at the man damar ain mavin. Why would one not be allowed to import vegetables into Eretz Yisrael? So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah mishum gush. What mishum gush? Gush is a mound. So the Ran explains here, Mishum Gush, this is the last wide line down in the Ran, Mishum Gush, Shema Yesh May Afer Chutz La'aretz B'Karayu. When you take up the roots, the potatoes, the tomatoes, and they might have some dirt from Chutz La'aretz, V'Tameh Mishum Safek Meis, then there's a concern, the Chamed Gzera, that all Eretz Ha'amim are Tameh, because there's a concern that perhaps there is some Dabar Tameh, something Meis, a Etzem maybe, that's in the dirt of Am Ha'aretz. And therefore, it would be metame Eretz Yisrael. So they forbidden for all bring in any type of vegetables from outside Eretz Yisrael. And the other opinion thought, no, one's allowed to bring vegetables from outside Eretz Yisrael, and there's no concern of gush being there. Okay. Fine. What? That's what he says.
No, you were reading the first.
Yeah. Okay. But now the new Mishnah says, the final Mishnah of the Perek here, Mina Karav Aser Bisparagus. Person takes a nether from not having any Karav. So what's a Karav? It's not a carob, is it?
Cabbage.
Okay, a person... I think it is a cabbage. A person takes a nether from having cabbage. He is Aser to have asparagus also. Asparagus is as we call asparagus. I'm not sure why the two of the gra changes here. You look at the gra, you see it on the side, Os Aleph, the gra says the Mishnah of Asparagus. Nichta betzido perish of Haigon, min karav, shesharonoso b'yayin, they would soak the cabbage in wine. B'losh in Yevani, in Greek, they would say, yayin shabakar nikra asparagus. So the wine, I don't know, wine of bakar refers to, but it would be called, it's called asparagus. So it's not asparagus as we know, it refers to cabbage that's soaked in wine. That's the asparagus referring to, that makes more sense. That even if a person takes a nether in cabbage, he's not allowed to have wine-soaked cabbage. If a person takes a nether in asparagus, back to the mission now, then mutter b'karav, then he can. If he had a very specific, I can't have wine-soaked cabbage, that's aser, it would be mutter in having regular cabbage. Person takes a nether in grits, and what's that, grits or something? Okay, grits, fine. Aser, a person can have, let's say, oatmeal or something. Where I first made grits that's made together, that it's fashioned into like an oatmeal.
Pottage. A thick cook soup that has grits.
Okay. So it's a. Okay. So if a person takes a nether from grits, and he may not have mekafa, which is, even though it's different, it's the same, comes from the grits, but it's different, it's still asr. Rabbi Yossi, Mata Yossi permitted one to have this type of makve. And then makve mutter b'grizim. If you take another though from the makve, then one may have the grizim. You can't have the actual grits. Makve. The person takes another from having the makve, then also b'shum. I guess shum garlic was one of the ingredients of this, so one may not have the garlic. Rabbi Yossi, Mata, no. If you take another from makve, it only includes makve, but does not include the garlic. Min hashom, a person takes a nether from shom, from garlic, mutter b'makveh, he may have this makveh, but min hadashom, he takes a nether from lentils, also b'ashishim, he may not have ashishim. Ashishim is some type of bread that's made, the Mefarsh explains, it's made from lentil-based flour. B'yosi matar, B'yosi says, no, the lentil-based flour is not included in the iser of adashim. Person takes a nether min ha'ashishim, which again is lentil-based flour, he's mutter b'adashim, he may have the actual lentils. Chita chitim shani atoim. He says, I cannot have any wheat in the, I guess he says singular and then plural. Then shani toim is aser, behen, he cannot have any wheat. Bein kamach, bein apas, whether you're having flour, whether it's having bread, those are both included in the iser when you say chita and chitin. The person says, garis and grisin, the singular grit and multiple grits, shani toim is aser, that's aser to have any taste. Behen, aser behen. Bein bechayin, bein mevushalim, whether you're having the raw, uncooked grits, or whether you're having cooked grits, that's included in this statement. And then, finally, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, konim gris ochita shanito emotu lechos chayim. Person says, I cannot have grits, I cannot have wheat. He may chew them raw. That's permitted. To eat them is not allowed, but chewing them would seemingly be allowed. That's not considered derech achila.
All right.
Nothing more than that. Right. So then the Gemara concludes the final part of the parakeet is Tani Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer Achita Shani Tovim Aser Lafos Umotu Lachos. So if he says Achita that I cannot have Nichita, he can't bake the Achita. Is it to bake it or cook it? Probably means to eat it baked, not to actually bake it. I think he refers to eating it baked. Right. I don't think baking is a problem. I don't know, maybe it is. But is it to bake or it sounds like from the Mefarish it actually refers to baking.
Actually, is there to bake
it? That's what it sounds like from the Mefarish. Right, so the way the Mesivta explains it is it's also to taste the baked bread, like I understood it to be. So that's the Mech Yosef, right?
The Ran says that's the pas and the Ran.
But there are others here, the Tiferes Tzion says it's also to actually bake it. Which I think was the Pasha of Mefarish. You see the Mefarish in the bottom there? He says, Asr lafos, da daite da hachi amar chita, kide lafos, da chita, girgachar mashmo. It sounds like kide lafos, in order to bake it. You took the net in order to bake it. So the question is whether the baking is asr, or
it's
whether the eating
is. I don't think the baking itself is asr, it's just the baked wheat. The kernel of wheat. You can't have popped wheat kernels. You have baked wheat kernels. The asr in baking itself.
Yeah. Uh huh. Okay. So maybe not, but there clearly is a sheet out there which he quotes that says the actual baking would be usher.
If you say chita shani toim,
I don't know how it makes sense. The pasha, the gemara, the just not the sfar, but the reading gemara says usher lefos. It means it's usher to bake. It doesn't make sense, but he does quote a sheet down here. Tver Sion says is there is dafka in the baking.
Well, uses it as an adjective.
Right, that's what I thought it to be also. Mesivta also used it as an adjective. The quote's down here, those who take it literally, that means it's actually also to bake. And now I'm not sure if he quotes it, but they say it's similar to Gemara Brachos with respect to a Nazir. That just like a Nazir, you can't bring a Nazir close to a vineyard lest he come to eat the grapes. So to your also, one shouldn't bake it lest it come to eating the baked item. So it sounds like it's only Gzera that way. The real Isser is only to eat the baked cook, the baked item, but it's also to even bake it because you might taste some of it after you bake it. So that's not really, that's just simply a gzeir, not really the real nether. Okay, and then, wait, one second. Okay, then the Gemara says, again, Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel, Omer, Achita Shani Toim, Asa Lafos Motu Lachus. Person might eat, Lachus is a lashon of, whenever you're eating something that's not typically eaten, something that's inedible, you're chewing the actual kernels of wheat, the Lachus is usually used. So one's allowed to eat those, eat it raw. Person says, Chitim Shani Toim, he says in the plural, then Asa Lachus Motu Lachus. He may not chew the raw kernels, but he's allowed to eat the baked kernels. Uh-huh. So what the Ran explains is, the bottom Ran, chita shani toim asu lefos, when you say in the singular, the pas chita mikre dechad gufa namihu. Bread is one, it's one piece of bread, it's in the singular. Ava chita mashma, when you say multiple chitim, it implies lachus, mipnei she'olam kosis chitim chalukim biyachad. You eat a number of kernels at the same time. You don't eat one at a time. You throw a bunch of them in your mouth. That's why chitim include eating them raw. But then the Gemara says, if you say chita e chitin, both singular and plural, shani toim, asur bein lachus bein lafos. You're including both the singular of baked and the chewing of the multiple ones. A person says, garish shani toim, they cannot have one grit, as levashel. You cannot eat a cooked grit, mutlachus, you're allowed to chew multiple grits, uncooked grits. Grisin, if you say multiple grits, so the shani tom, then asalachus, you may not eat because people, I guess, would normally eat multiple grits, but mutlavasha gar gris, lavasha, but you can eat a cooked grit. And if you say gris grisin, you say both the singular and the plural, shani tom, then it's going to be asr, bain lavasha, bain lachus, you cannot eat whether it be cooked or raw grits. Hajjan Allah, I know there, Miyamavushal. Okay, nothing more to say. Quite a technical daf.
We should start a little bit with Norman.
Should we? What's the Marjolo? I don't even have the.
So let me give you my art.
I could go get one. Is it a short daf, long daf tomorrow?